There are horrid cliches that run rampant throughout our thinking. And it always has fascinated me how the culture latches onto these things and they become truth. They become truth simply because they're repeated. In the word of Goebbels, who was Hitler's propaganda minister, you know, you just keep repeating something long enough and a certain percentage of people are going to believe it, no matter how ridiculous it is. A big lie is even easier to believe than a little lie. These cliches are absolutely everywhere. And they dominate and influence how we approach life, how we approach our kids. Let me give you a classic for this. Those of you who are trying to raise your children with some semblance of innocence in a culture that is anti-innocence, those of you who are attempting to do what parents have done throughout all of human history, which is to protect, to provide a bit of an emotional, social, moral cocoon for the children to develop in. You know, and this is really sad because if this is the only argument that people have, it's rather pathetic, what you hear. You hear, you can't protect them forever. They're going to be exposed to it. That's the way it is now. Like it or not, that's the world. And you just got to get used to it. They're going to hear it. They're going to see it. They're going to experience it. Now, how do you respond to that? I like sound bites. Why? Because most people don't engage in a give and take Socratic discussion anymore. They don't like that. So you can sort of give them a little seed and then back off. So when they say, well, they're gonna see it sometime, you know, this is the world they grow up in. That's real life. They're going to be exposed to it. You simply say, when? That's what you say. When? The implication is, of course, that a six-year-old being exposed to it basically has the same resources, moral, intellectual, impulsive, conscience, that a 15-year-old has. They're going to be exposed to it. You might as well get it over with. And that would be true, except for one factor. The younger they're exposed to it, the less they are able to deal with it, cope with it, understand it, navigate through it. It's that simple. When? I'm a softball player. We used to play a lot of tournaments. And sometimes at the drawings, you could seed yourself. You drew a number, and on the basis of that number, you put yourself in a bracket. And what you tried to do is avoid your main competition. You don't want to run up against a powerful team early in the tournament. Some people would say, what's it matter? If you're going to win the tournament, you got to play them anyway. That's true. The question is, when? Why would I want to play my main competition the first or second game into the tournament? Get knocked into the loser's bracket if I lose. If I'm going to play them, I'd rather play them down the line so that if I lose, I'm knocked into the loser's bracket, but I don't have to win quite as many games to get back into the championship. You get knocked in the loser's bracket early in a tournament, you could have to play 7, 8, 9 games in a row to get back to the championship. The same thing with a kid. Why do you want to knock the kid into the loser's bracket early on? It was unquestionable throughout all of human history, and my wife is old enough to know this, and I asked her. Parents protect. That is a prime duty of a parent, to shape the child at the same time they protect the child from sources and influences. And in the last 20, 30, 40 years, this idea has gained a foothold. And people believe it. They spout it like it's some kind of wise saying. It's some kind of insightful recognition of reality that, well, they're going to be exposed to it anyway. What kind of nonsense is that? That's absurd. That's basically like saying there are harmful things out there. You might as well let them at your kid when your kid is little. What kind of garbage is that? But it shows you the power of a cliche. How long people can buy into something that is just nonsense. So remember that the next time you're hit with, well, they're going to see it anyway. You look and you say, when is the question?